For KBIA News, I'm Nick Commissar. Brian Stumpy says his experience with a robbery inspired him to run for Cole County Circuit Judge, coincidentally against the woman who sentenced his attacker to 99 years in prison. The Republican faces incumbent Democrat Pat Joyce, a Cole County judge since 1994, who's running on experience. What might ordinarily be a quiet local election in the county that's home to the Missouri Capitol is now bursting with out-of-state donations and negative advertisements. The race took a turn when the Republican State Leadership Committee donated $100,000 to Stumpy. The group's local political action committee has spent more than $158,000. At stake is the seat held by a Democrat in a court that sometimes deals with whether laws are constitutional, as well as how statewide ballot initiatives are worded. Seven school districts are asking the St. Louis County Prosecutor to wait until classes aren't in session to make any announcement about whether a grand jury decided charges were warranted in the Ferguson police shooting case. Riverview Gardens School District Superintendent Scott Spurgeon last week sent Prosecutor Bob McCullough a letter signed by six other superintendents asking that any announcement be made after 5 p.m. or on a weekend. The grand jury is expected to decide by mid-November whether Ferguson officer Darren Wilson should face charges in the August 9th fatal shooting of an unarmed 18-year-old, Michael Brown. The letter suggests that any protest after the announcement can make it hard for students to get home. The state of Missouri is updating a study which looks at women and minority-owned businesses' involvement in government contracts. The state of Missouri had been operating with an outdated study until the completion of a new one earlier this month. Ryan Burns, public information officer for the Office of Administration, says Governor Nixon has played an important role in working towards equal opportunity.
Governor Nixon first requested funding for a disparity study in the fiscal year 2011. He has remained dedicated to promoting an equal opportunity workforce in Missouri, including signing an executive order back in 2010, which established our Office of Equal Opportunity.
The results of this study will be analyzed by a 15-member committee led by the Commissioner of Missouri's Office of Administration, Doug Nelson. The committee will offer recommendations to the governor about ways the state can increase its diversity within government operations. Missouri is preparing to execute a man who wasn't able to appeal his conviction in federal court because his attorneys missed a filing deadline to do so. Mark Christensen is scheduled to die at 12:01 a.m. Wednesday for the killing of a woman and her two children in 1998. Christensen had two appeals pending with the U.S. Supreme Court on Tuesday. One challenges the state's planned use of a made-to-order execution drug produced by an unnamed compounding pharmacy. The other argues that Christensen deserves the chance to appeal his case in federal courts, which is the norm for inmates sentenced to death. Christensen would be the ninth person executed by Missouri this year, which would equal the state record set in 1999. City employees in Fulton could be looking forward to more money in their paychecks. The Fulton City Council will review the proposed budget for 2015 during a public hearing tonight. One of the items in the budget is a pay increase of up to 5% for city employees, which would most likely take effect January 1st. The city did award 5% raises at the beginning of this year, but 4% of it went into their retirement fund. Assistant Director of Administration Jerry Sorte says this proposed increase for next year is possible because the city has not adjusted raises to support the rising cost of living for several years.
Essentially, every year that you go by without adjusting for cost of living, those employees' real wages go down, and that's occurred with our employees for several years.
The Fulton City Council will review the proposed budget tonight during a public hearing at 6:30 at City Hall. The hearing will be open to all those who wish to provide input on the budget. For KBIA News, I'm Nick Commissar.